Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of the guardian angels, and from the United States, we hear from Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. The title of her preaching today is The Precepts of the Lord Give Joy to the Heart.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At this time, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" So he called a little child to him and set the child in front of him. Then he said, "I tell you solemnly, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And so the one who makes himself as little as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Anyone who welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. See that you never despise any of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven are continually in the presence of my Father in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. When I first entered the order, one of the aspects of the call was the joy I encountered among so many Dominicans. Whether friar or sister, brother or lay, there was always joy, laughter, happiness. And I said to myself, if I follow the way of St. Dominic, maybe I will have that joy too. And I have. But as in any relationship, the joy doesn't stick around permanently. Sometimes there are periods of non-joy. For Dominicans have always had a life of balance. That's the focus that I have seen, that it's a life about balance. That's why we have four pillars to help us. But being only human, sometimes we can get out of balance. One pillar may be an exaggerated emphasis and seem to outweigh others. Like when we get all involved in a ministry and forget to feed our own souls with prayer. Or we may get involved over a perceived hurt in the community and forget to study the word that teaches us to forgive and get over ourselves. And in today's gospel, Jesus teaches us of the importance of not putting too much stock in ourselves. That to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must be humble. We must be like little children. A child trusts that someone will take care of them. A child loves completely and totally without reservations. A child listens to those around them and sees into hearts. We are told we should never despise a child because of their simplicity. Their simplicity is the reason they are in the presence of the Father. They understand God in a way we adults have lost. So how do we throw off the adult mantle we have acquired as we grow older? How do we get back to the simple joys of childhood? Psalm 19 tells us, focus on the precepts of the Lord. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. A child unconsciously follows the precepts of the Lord. He trusts. He loves. He listens. Following the Lord leads us to true joy because it puts all life into balance. I have to admit that I was not familiar with the book of Nehemiah. So it was with great joy that I encountered the reading today. I'm only going to read from number 7 down to number 12. Ezra the scribe blessed Yahweh the great Lord, and all their people raised their hands and answered, "Amen, amen," and prostrated themselves before Yahweh. Then the people remained standing, and Ezra read from the law of God, translating and giving the sense so that the people understood what was read. Then Nehemiah, his excellency, and Ezra, priest and scribe, and the Levites, even the priests, who were instructing the people, said to all the people, "This day is sacred to Yahweh your God. Do not be mournful, do not weep." For the people were all in tears as they listened to the words of God. He then said, "Go, eat the fat, drink the sweet wine, and send a portion to the man who has nothing prepared ready. For this day is sacred to the Lord. Do not be sad. The joy of Yahweh is your stronghold." And the Levites calmed all the people, saying, "Be at ease. This is a sacred day. Do not be sad." And all the people went off to eat and drink and give shares away and began to enjoy themselves, since they had understood the meaning of what had been proclaimed to them. Just certain aspects of this reading just strike me. All the people gathered, and they asked to hear the word of God. They wanted to know the Lord's precepts, even the children from the Bible, men, women, and children old enough to understand. And they understood what was read, quote, "as Ezra translated and gave sense to the words, so that the people understood what was read," end of quote. They understood so well that they had an emotional response, quote, "for they were all in tears as they listened to the words of the law," end of quote. And then, what do they do with all the wisdom they've been given? They party. Ezra tells them, quote, "Go, eat the fat, drink the sweet wine, send a portion to the man who has nothing prepared ready. For this day is sacred to our Lord. Do not be sad. The joy of Yahweh is your stronghold." And the Levites calm the people, saying, "Be at ease. This is a sacred day. Do not be sad," end of quote. So the people obeyed their leaders. Quote, "all the people went off to eat and drink and give shares away and began to enjoy themselves, since they had understood the meaning of what had been said to them," end of quote. They partied not just to party, because they understood the law of the Lord, and they were filled with joy. They couldn't wait to celebrate what they had learned. How do we live in joy with so much strife and war and sadness all around us? Somehow, we must keep our eyes on the precepts of the Lord and remember with joy all he has given us and all that is yet to come. Even in the midst of their party, the people of God did not forget the poor. They shared portions with those who had not. And so we share our gospel joy with those who have not. We may not be able to end wars, but we can help alleviate hunger and give joy to people in hospitals and prisons. We may not be able to bring joy to the children of Gaza and Ukraine, but we can pray to change the hearts of the leaders and let our voices be heard through communications. We can support charities that search and give aid to war-torn countries. We can bring joy to the impoverished children in our own areas. There are so many ways to serve God's people. We just need to focus on the precepts of the Lord, and he will show us the way to true joy. In a world where sadness and hate abound, true joy will stand out. It will be a beacon for many. Rejoice. Be joyful, for our Lord has given us so much.